The courage within me strengthens me to be truthful and live beyond the psychology of each day, to make my way on a new terrain without sanctions and a lot of outside support, and to rely on my inner potency. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. The courage within me strengthens me to be truthful and live beyond the psychology of each day, to make my way on a new terrain without sanctions and a lot of outside support, and to rely on my inner potency. Wow. What a great statement. What a great condition to live in. What a great realization to be. This is the type of thing that I'd like to establish my life condition with all of the time. I would like to be able to realize that this is who I really am. I have the courage within me to strengthen me to be truthful. Now, that's something that is rare. To be truthful, to be always truthful, like little children are always truthful. They seem to tell all the truth, and as they get older, then they begin to change. After they're 3 or 4 years old, they begin to see how telling an untruth can sometimes excuse them from getting a spanking or being told that they've done something wrong. But up until that time, they always say the truth. They always say what is going on, and you can believe them. But after they get to be 3 years old, 4 years old, then the world has gotten to them, and what a sad thing that is. If we could teach our children and ourselves, and of course we have to start with ourselves, have the courage within me to be truthful and to live beyond the psychology of each day. When we live beyond the psychology of each day, what we are doing is we are putting into our conditioning, into our emotion, into our life, exactly who we are. We are living in the realization that we are the wholeness, the pureness, the wonder, the magic of all. We are good and very good. Unfortunately, many things have come up to us and have told us that we are not so good, and we are not so wonderful. And because they have come into our consciousness of telling us we are not so good and not so wonderful, we believe them. And believing them, then we have a new truth. A new truth! I can hear that protest all the way across the world. A new truth! Yes. Truth is what we establish to be, for us, a validity. Something for us that is correct. Something for us that is right and just. Now, what is a new truth? What is a new truth? Why not stick with the old truth and know that we are divine, know that we are beautifully made, know that everything is in perfect order? But no, we have to be afraid of the new terrains that we're going to walk upon. And we feel we need support, and we need to have understanding. Now, in line with that, we think about the idea that we want to learn a new software for our computer, or we want to learn a new game, or we want to learn how to drive. We want to learn to do anything which is already established. Now, for people who know how to do those things, they are not difficult at all. Sounds rather redundant, doesn't it? People who know how to do something do not need to learn how to do it. Well, that's true. People who know how to do something do not need to learn how to do it. They already know how to do it. Now, how did they learn how to do it? Did they learn how to do it by reading the information, reading the manual, reading the instructions on how to do it? Generally speaking, no. People love to jump into something without using the manual. They love to jump into a program and just feel their way through it and feel comfortable with it. and we say, that's wrong. And the writers of the manuals, they say, hey, you got to take it step by step. If you take it step by step, then you'll understand it much better. Well, the nature of humanity is that we don't like manuals. We don't like instructions. We don't like these things. What do we like? What do we like? What we like is that we can just jump in there and know that we know that we know, and then follow through on that, and then all of a sudden we know. This has happened more than a million times in each of our lives, because we have taken on something that we did not know how to do it, and we just bungled ahead and did it, and it turned out okay. Now, would it have turned out better if we have read the instructions? Well, perhaps and perhaps not. Most people who go to school, they end up with an awareness of, oh, I see. Oh, that's how it works. Oh, now I know. They already know within themselves, and they have to get past that web or that filter in their brain that tells them that they don't know it. They have to get past that filter and realize that they do know it. Now, how do you get past that filter to know that you know it? Well, it's not by looking for sanctions on the outside and outside support. It's by looking for my own inner potency, my own inner potentiality, my own inner possibility. As I look within myself, as I look to the very depths of my being, I find who and what I am. I find the reality of what I am. I find the joy of what I am. I find, hey, everything is there. But we have been conditioned. We have been conditioned by our psychology every day to tell us that we don't know things, to tell us that we must learn, to tell us that there's a lack of understanding in us somewhere. So long as we believe that, so long as we act upon that possibility or that expectation, then we will not know. How can we get to the point of knowing? How can we get to the point of believing in ourselves? Well, we have explained this many, many times, and we'll explain it many, many more times, including to ourselves. One of the most wonderful things that we have as a tool to work with are affirmations. We affirm that which we desire to be expressed in our life as a reality. When you are ill, you say, I am whole and perfect. It's contrary to the outer appearances, but that is your reality. And so you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. You keep saying that and keep saying that. And then suddenly you're whole and perfect, and you don't realize that because you have said you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. You are not going to be whole and perfect if you say, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. And people who say, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, they are sick. And people who live in the wholeness and perfection of what they are, and they are that wholeness and perfection. If we want to know something, we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. The wisdom in me, the genius in me, the master in me knows the answer. And I reveal it now. I reveal it now. You see, we already know these things. Affirmations seem not to be very beneficial because they are not an instantaneous thing. They do not bring instantaneous results. Because we have been feeding our inner being for so long with information which is not correct, and we have believed that information which is not correct, so that keeps us from believing the correct information. Why do they have a trial by jury? This is a bunch of people who know nothing about the situation, who only hear the information that's presented there in the court case, and then they draw a presumption. Now, from the information they're given, they can say the person is guilty or not guilty. They can say the condition is or is not. But do they have all the information? Do they have all the information necessary to make the judgment? No. Because if they had all the information necessary to make the judgment, they would realize that they had an impossible situation, because you cannot judge what goes on in another's world. You don't know all the details. You don't know the why and the wherefore. But you say, it is wrong for this to happen, so therefore we judge it and we say that it's wrong. All right. Now, all those things are indeed very correct. And this is how we have been living our life. We have been living our life all the years that we are here, saying to ourselves, on these appearances, I'm making these judgments. 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 And from the appearances, the judgment I make is that I am sick. My body has a festering wound. My body has the appearance of poison ivy or some other silly thing. And so therefore, I have poison ivy. And when you say, I have poison ivy, you empower poison ivy to be yours. Now, another person, you say, well, they have a different immunity. Before I even make the statement, you say, they have different immunity. Well, perhaps they do, perhaps they don't. Immunity is something that we create, develop, and build within ourselves. It's not something that we have. What we have is the ability to handle any circumstance in life. And if you wish, that can be called an immunity. And calling that an immunity, that means that that is something that keeps us free from the condition, say, of poison ivy. Now, if you say, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, my body is whole and perfect, every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect, then whatever the condition, the appearance that allowed the poison ivy to be there, must of necessity weaken little by little by little until its hold upon us no longer is there, and we have created within us this immunity which makes us free of poison ivy. Now, why then do we say that that is truth? The truth that we have poison ivy is but a momentary experience, and the reality is that we don't have it. The reality is, here we are a month later, a year later, and we don't have it. Well, if we have poison ivy, we should have poison ivy forever. It should be forever in our life, in our condition, in our world. But why isn't it? It isn't because we have a different cause in motion. We have put a different idea into our thinking, and that different idea is that which manifests. We have used our inner potency, our inner reality, to bring forth the truth about ourselves. So if we can take any condition in our life and say, not believing in the appearances, but only believing in what we choose to have as our reality, and we say, I am whole and perfect. We say, I know that I know that I know. We say, all is in divine order. Then we are on the threshold of who and what we really are. Then we are on the threshold of our reality, the threshold of that which we really are. And what a good start. The courage within me strengthens me to be truthful and live beyond the psychology of each day, to make my way on a new terrain without sanctions and a lot of outside support, and to rely on my inner potency. Think on these things. I am. They're really quite wonderful, quite powerful, and it validates our use of affirmations to speak the truth about ourselves and have the truth be realized in our life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.